Testivity Audio Course, Series 65, Module 18, Registration of Securities.
Much like the registration requirements of business entities and individuals selling securities, the securities themselves must be registered. A security may be registered in one of three ways: coordination, filing, and qualification. A security is eligible for registration by coordination if the issuer files for registration with the SEC pursuant to the requirements of the Securities Act of 1933 and provides duplicate copies of the registration statement to the state securities administrator of each state where the security will be offered for sale. Registration at the state level becomes effective concurrently with federal registration. Generally, securities are registered by coordination if they will trade on national exchanges or in the over-the-counter market. Registration by filing, sometimes called registration by notification, is the easiest way to register a security. It's also the most restrictive. Registration by filing is intended for established publicly traded companies offering additional securities to the public. To be eligible to register securities by filing, the issuer must have at least one class of outstanding securities that are trading above $5 per share and have been publicly traded for at least 36 consecutive months. The process entails submitting an application for registration to the SEC and outlining the general character and description of the securities to be offered. Unless a stop order is in effect, the registration will become effective and the security will be cleared for sale at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the second full business day after application for registration has been filed. Registration by qualification is the method typically used to register small intrastate offerings. The process entails filing whatever documentation the administrator requires, which varies from state to state and can be situation-specific at the discretion of the administrator. Typically, the administrator will require a registration statement, payment of fees, and appropriate disclosures of net worth, structure of the business, experience of the corporate officers, etc. The administrator offers no opinion of the applicant organization's merits as an investment. However, if after reviewing all pertinent facts, the administrator concludes that it would not be in the public's best interest to invest in the applicant organization, registration of its securities will be denied. If cleared, the registration will become effective when the administrator so orders. Regardless of how securities are registered, the registration is effective for 12 months following the effective date. If the securities have not been distributed within 12 months, the registration will be extended until they can be distributed. Shelf registration is a term used when referring to securities not distributed during the initial 12 months, which have received an extension of registration. To ensure a security's registration is not suspended or revoked, the organization issuing the security must submit annual financial statements and any other required reports to the appropriate regulatory authority each year that the security is outstanding. As with the registration of persons, there are situations where registration of a security may not be required. Entities that are specifically identified as being able to issue securities exempt from registration include the U.S. government and agencies of the U.S. government, U.S. Treasury bills, notes and bonds, Series EE, Series HH, and Series I bonds, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, Sally Mae, and Jenny Mae. Municipalities, state governments and subdivisions of state governments, the state, the county, cities, general obligation bonds, revenue bonds, industrial development revenue bonds, public school systems, transit authorities, securities listed on national exchanges, A prerequisite to becoming an exchange-listed security is to register at the federal level with the SEC. While the administrator may require a copy of the federal registration or a notice filing, any federally covered security is exempt from registration at the state level. Securities issued by religious or charitable or nonprofit organizations are exempt from registration. And any security issued by the federal level of a recognized foreign government with whom the U.S. maintains diplomatic relations. Note, the security must be issued at the federal level, with the exception of Canada. A security issued, insured, or guaranteed by Canada, a Canadian province, or territory or any political subdivision of the Canadian government is exempt from registration. Banks, savings and loan associations, credit unions, securities representing an interest in or debt of a national financial institution, including certificates of deposit, are exempt from registration. Securities issued by financial institutions organized under intrastate laws are also exempt from registration, but securities issued by a bank holding company are non-exempt. Securities that represent an interest in or debt of an insurance company or that are guaranteed by an insurance company are exempt from registration. Note that variable annuities and variable life insurance policies are non-exempt. Railroads, other common carriers, and public utilities. Any entity which is subject to the jurisdiction of the Interstate Commerce Commission, or ICC, may issue securities exempt from registration. Commercial paper. Short-term debt of large corporations may be exempt from registration, providing it matures in 270 days or less, is issued in denominations of at least $50,000, and is issued by a corporation with one of the top three financial ratings. Also, securities issued in conjunction with employee pension, profit sharing, and savings incentive plans are exempt from registration if the administrator is notified of the existence of the plan at least 30 days prior to its initial funding. Note, however, the Uniform Securities Act gives the administrator the power to revoke the exemption for nonprofits, religious and charitable organizations, and securities offered in connection with an employer-sponsored retirement plan.